Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good enough will not get you into heaven. There are not many ways to heaven. There's one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Right.
If anyone else tells you, run the other way. Next one. Will you turn from your sins? He knows about them. You're only fooling yourself. Why not totally commit unto Him and say, Lord God, take my sins from me? Will you make that standard? Will you be that standard bearer in this generation? Will you stand for holiness? Will you stand for righteousness? And get this one. Will you stand in the fear of the Lord? You know, I actually did a study on the fear of the Lord and got into this conversation with this guy on Facebook. God knows that lay it all over the place. Facebook will get you killed. That's why I'm on a hiatus from there. Normally, I you guys know I take months off of Facebook. I'm off right now. I'm getting so much done. But anyway, we got talking about the fear of the Lord. And he was saying the Lord doesn't want us to fear Him. I'm like, well, I don't know what Bible you're reading. But everywhere I read it, he tells us, because the fear of the Lord helps us to depart from sin. If we don't fear the Lord, we're going to sin, folks. But he wants us to fear. Do you have that standard of prayer and seeking the Lord daily? And as we talked about, the standard for your family. When the world is following all types of standards, what will your standard be? I choose to say what Joshua said in Joshua 24:15. Here's what Joshua said in Joshua 24:15. It says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord," all caps, "choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, because that is my standard." And I pray tonight that you were challenged with God's word to take the hold of what God is raising up. He's raising up a standard, not you. You simply have to obey that standard. And whenever you fear the Lord, you will depart from evil. So I pray that you look over your lives, look over the things that you let slip. Where has your standard failed? Tonight, God is raising up a standard in you. And that standard is holiness. And that standard is His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord, just thanking You for Your Word tonight. Lord God, I just thank You how powerful Your Word is. Your Word is just so important, Lord. It is the standard whereby we enter into eternity. Lord God, my prayer is tonight that everyone here looks at their life and see where the standards have fell down. Where would the walls build up that they let tear down? Lord God, my prayer tonight is that You raise up that standard in them. And that standard is holiness. Lord God, I just pray for Trinity Baptist Church right now, Lord God, as a whole, that You continue, Lord God, to let this be a beacon of light, Lord God, in this community. Lord God, let them get to their standards that they once had and stand firm. Lord God, not be caught up in the situation or the time. You provide at all times. Help them to stand right now. Help us to stand in Your Word. And Lord God, I ask right now for those, Lord God, that are sick and shut in. And Lord God, that thinking that nobody thinks about them. Lord God, let them know that You care for them. And Lord God, that You just send them that sweet word of comfort and peace and grace in this time of need. Now, Lord, as we depart from this place tonight, we ask for safety. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.